calling Doris and Jane with Jesus Himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord does indicate quite clearly, if you're a friend of the world, you'll do fine with the world, but you won't do well with him. But if you follow in his ways, the world's going to reject you. And it's remarkable that I've seen that dramatically in the last few days, especially with an atheist gentleman who has become louder on his conversation with me, and irrational. And that's what I'm finding. And the problem is, I'm finding that with, Render Keynes, Chris Bitterman, your dad. No different from the world. And it's been remarkable because I'm also dealing with some other people in dialogue. And there's a shared joy and perspective of what it is to follow the Lord with the understanding there's a price to pay. And I obviously sent you the link to the videos. And I wonder if any of my kids will ever be able to do that, because at least in the short run, they're not being prepared for it. And those that are adult already thus far have refused to engage on the idea of whether or not they are a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm afraid, I think it's pretty clear that my wife follows the pseudo-Christos, a false Christ. And it concerns me. And that's not a slap, it's not slander. It's an act of love to tell you, Dorothy Jane, you're following something. Your deeds indicate you're following something that is untrue. And I love you dearly. In spite of the fact that you have closed your door, closed your heart to me, you have my heart still. I love you intensely, and I'm not going to turn from you. My assumption is there's no hope for reconciliation. But I also know the magnificence of the Lord's grace. And my desire is to share that still with you. I'm intensely in love with you, Dorothy Jane.